Families these days are often sharply divided in these politically tumultuous times. This is Don Rush. Delmarva Public Media essayist George Merrill writes, "It is in times like these to remember the value of compassion."
The majority of Americans have big hearts. We're compassionate. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. While it's popularly associated with Christianity, this teaching actually goes way back and precedes Jesus by 1300 years. Hinduism, Judaism, Zoroastrianism, Buddhism, Confucianism, Islam, and Baha'i teach the same virtue. In the last several years, I think the teaching's gotten lost. We've grown cynical. How to find a way back to being kind and gentle is not easy. We've lost our hearts. We've lost compassion. The Greeks and the Romans were politically savvy types. They distrusted compassion. Compassion clouded the mind, they insisted. It hindered judgment, and since they were a cerebral bunch, they were convinced that it was our minds and not our hearts that should prevail. Reason ruled in their world, and it worked for a while, and they passed on some venerable ideas for posterity, but it didn't keep their empires from crumbling. Reason does not seem to cut it in the real world, but compassion does. Ancient Egyptians understood this. As Egyptians prepared a body for mummification, they saved the heart and threw away the brains. They believed that the heart was the center of our knowing, something worth keeping for the next world. For some, it may be the afterlife that we will meet our hearts for the first time and introduce them to our brains. It will be a very different conversation when it happens. Famous neurosurgeon James Doty believes that the more a physician is compassionate, the more effective he becomes in promoting healing for his patients. Moreover, Doty goes on to detail how neurologically the heart literally has a mind of its own, and until we get in touch with it, we are living an unexamined life. At the heart of the human experience, compassion is what being fully alive is all about. I think our hearts hunger for simple statements about people's kindness and generosity. I read something recently in The Week magazine. I must say it made me feel that the world is not such a bad place after all, and some people are helping to make it better for all of us. Take Sheila Lemon. She's a mail carrier in Chicago. She gets close to the people she serves on her route. One day, Lemon grew concerned. She noticed that 83-year-old Helen hadn't picked up her mail in 3 days. She knocked on her door. Lemon kept at it, but she got no reply. She called 911 for help. When help arrived, Helen was found injured and sprawled on the floor, but still breathing. The good news was that Helen is recovering. When asked to comment on the incident, mail carrier Lemon replied, "I just look at myself as one of God's children looking after his other kids." George Merrill on the shore.